of a generation of Chachma, and that they will be able to do tshuva. That was the difference. That's the tatcha. And that's why
you gotta say the same thing over here.
I was saying chotu ve'inam v'anachna v'anasein sevalno. That's what it means.
It's really the hey, it's really a direct relationship to God.
It's really a is a tzila. That's it, that's the culmination. It's the culmination.
What?
You do tshuva on a trait.
Right.
You didn't do anything yet, that's right, but you do tshuva on a trait.
On a trait.
Yeah.
By
characteristic. Okay, so a person is mechuyev, apparently according to Torah, it's a strange thing, nobody believe it, but apparently according to Torah, a person is mechuyev to analyze the chatayim of his parents and to make sure that he does tshuva or not, because it has to be part of his nature. It has to be part of his nature. His father is Avon, is Avon of Osam. That's what he's mechuyev to do. It's an interesting thing.
The assumption is that I was under the impression that part of our concept of tainus is that we ourselves recognize that we have the same transgressions as our forefathers.
Right.
That's correct.
That's right. You mean our national level sin of a tunnel?
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
Why can't we say that maybe really we're really okay, but we don't understand how Hashkoch operates, and therefore really the reality is not dictated that it should happen yet.
But really, we don't know, but that's not true. But we know that any generation that doesn't have Yerushalayim not built up in it, it's because they don't deserve it. That's why that's a clue. That it's our fault. That is definitely our fault.
When
the generation will deserve it.
I'll try and get you off that
show. That's not your fault.
Any questions?
Ironically, tonight. So I'm under the impression part of the yain is also because of Avela Shoyal. What about other things that are considered simple? Like music or things like that? Well, would a person be allowed to get married tonight?
Pashas, no. No, you can't.
Got it.
You're right, that's the best of Avela Shoyal.
Practically, I'll sell it tonight. It's done online.
No.
Yeah.
Marshall Brown says yes. Grape juice. Why doesn't it wine? Oh, because the wrong hole is the grape juice.
Yeah,
it's not really.
Right.
Yeah, it's
only
there's only many grape juice, not three grape juice.
It's
basically.
It's not simple.
Right, not simple.
Yeah,
I'm shaving
tonight.
I'm shaving? You shave tonight, no problem.
Same.
You definitely shave tonight.
Okay. Yes. Evil!
What?
Kibus?
Kibus mother.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yep.
When it says that we have to be tshuva on the chatayim of our fathers because they have affected us in some way, is that let's say your father was your Rebbe, right?
Close.
But in here, off of
Rebbe. Were you allowed to smoke?
Well, doesn't say everybody's father had a bechode. Just because the guy's a father doesn't have to be a father. That's what this is.
What?
It is. Doesn't say everybody's father has to be a father. He says he is a father.
I mean, but
He is.
They've all made mistakes, right?
Well, everyone makes mistakes. I mean, that's what I told you. That's the problem with the Holocaust. The problem is that... The problem is that it was definitely a fate. But the only thing is that there's no one that can identify what the chayt is. There's no one that can give a clear picture of what the chayt was. That's the problem. There's no Navi Maz here. That's the problem. So you don't know if it's Shuvan.
Yeah, we know that anyone who says there was a chayt is commits blasphemy.
What?
That's blasphemy.
What's that?
That's what? Blasphemy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, we know it's about that.
Right.
Well, the Holocaust has become its own religion.
But he said it was a
blasphemy.
But
Because
it is an amazing thing, considering that there were so many more of them.
Right.
So people focus on only the last one. The reason why they focus on the last one is basically because it's very shattering. The possibility, it's so close in history, the possibility of it happening is frightening. That's the major reason, really. I don't think it's concerned because there are many, many of the similar things that happened hundreds and hundreds of the last centuries. Nobody
yeah.
seems to be able to worry about those things.
Right, but it's funny, you know, even the firm, they don't want to ascribe any hate to it, you know? And yet, Mikdash and all these other things, plenty of Gedolim died.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the whole thing problem with the Mikdash, the Sidkiyahu made a mistake.
Right.
And that's why the whole, and it was just happened to be that the Nebuchadnezzar was there, he was going to destroy him. And he considered the Holocaust happened to be that Hitler was there and he was going to destroy him. And if you use that logic, you can use it too.
This whole reason why Hitler, the whole reason for the destruction of the base Mikdash was a mistake, that's what.
That was a mistake, yeah, that's true. That's true, you're right about that.
Right, that's the kind of same kind of mistake.
That kind of mistake, yeah.
It's like attached to the aim, you know.
It's a very good example.
Well,
you
don't made that mistake.
Well, I can't say on why, you know, what particular mistake, just say in general is a mistake.
Right.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's an amazing thing, though, huh? It's an amazing, when you look into the, when you look into the basis of the whole thing, it's interesting things.
It's
so simple.
Ready?
Yeah.
Are you wearing a shawl this morning to Creo when the Pope says to the Vatican Shon, Elohim HaSe Yidei Adam, and Rashi says, what of Shabbi, you're actually worshipping, actually, Vodazora, because he goes like, Tari Mungos, Tari Mo, Yishatim Ovdim, Lavadayim, Yishatim Ovdim, Lahan. And then Ovdim, Lavadayim.
Right.
So what's, so no, they weren't really involved in Vodazora. They just were subservient to, the people that were, they were, worshipping Vodazora.
That's right. It means they have to influence you. They have to influence you. I mean, if you're subservient to a human being, he has to influence you. That's a law. It's a rule. That's what I'll notice. People that work for other people and companies and things, the boss or the one who's in charge has to influence them. There's no impossible to avoid influence because he admires them. And that's what I mean. So even though you don't serve about Zara, but you can have the same kind of idea. Your ideas are going to be... There's outright of Avodah Zarah, or a person's Hayav Misa, but then there are other... There's subtle of Avodah Zarah.
That's like a shot of like when you're when it's the member says that when a person's Chutz La'aretz,
right?
He's like you never.
Yeah, but this is worse. This means that that's something else. But this means over here that that if you're working for these people, you're subordinated to. If you're subordinated to a person that's an over the Zara, that means you're being influenced by the Zara.
The lots of work from
that person, you look up to him.
Or
some area, in some field.
Well,
if you ideas, then you're going to
be.
Somebody asked here, what does it mean in Eicha, Gam Nevi'eha Lo Matsu Chazon Me'Hashem? What about Yirmiyahu? Now, Sarah says, on the test.
See, it's an interesting thing. I was, as a matter of fact, a different part of this pasuk struck me this morning. Tavu v'orot shorel iba v'shibe b'richel. Malka v'sorel v'agoyin ein Torah. What does it mean, ein Torah? It means, you see, Rashi says, ein b'em mora hara. I was just thinking, you know, the mourning, really, the truth of the matter is, like the mourning for the Chorban, it's not an event. 2,000 years have passed, it's like a day, it doesn't mean a thing. We're still suffering the effects. And this, the Pasuk of Ein Torah, I feel, has just been Mekoyim, basically, recently. Well, you don't have any Mora HaRa anymore. It's unbelievable, last few years. It's the first time, I mean, since the Churban that there's such a thing,
You mean Ramoshe and the Rav?
Exactly, like Gedolim. They're no more Gedolim. That's Ein Torah. This Pesach was Mekuyim, this generation. Malka v'Sodav HaGoyim Ein Torah. It means there are no more Mora Hora. And Gam Nevi'ah? Now your question was on the list, but Gam Nevi'ah?
Oh,
yeah? Well, Matzanaf is Nevi'ah. Pesach is a very good question. It's hard to understand. You take a look at Pesach Yudala. I think if you understand Pesach Yudala, I think it can help you through the Pesach test. Pesach Yudala says like this. Same parak. Same parak. Nevi'ah Yechozu Loch Shav V'Safel.
Which parak?
Bez. Same parak. Bez. Nevi'ah Yechozu Loch Shav V'Safel. Right?
Yes.
You Nevi'im told you things. See, Dvarim She'en Ba'em Tam. See, Rashi, Dvarim She'en Ba'em Tam.
Dvarim She'en Ba'em
Tam. Nevi'ah Yechozu Loch Shav V'Safel. They saw the chizayin was empty. Was empty. Lo gilu al avoneich lahoshiv shvusech. Lo chiyach dakecha al panecha. Vayechazu loch masos shavu maduchem. And then they saw false visions. These were nevi'ei sheker. Nevi'ei sheker. But what it means is like this. That the it means that there's two types of Nevi'im. That there's a Navi that gives the Dvar Hashem, you know, that was like Yirmiyahu. But then there were a lot of Nevi'im among the nation, and a lot of Nevi'im among the nation, they were like their function was to give insight into the people. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you had, like, just because you had one Navi, that's all you needed. Like, there were, when Nevu existed in Klal Yisrael, there were a lot of people that had Nevu. There was a B'nai HaNevi'im, a lot of Nevi'im. And a lot of times they would have a Nevu, and they'd have some particular insight that they could share with the people to keep them on the track. You know what I mean? Different Musa to show them how to improve themselves. You know, different situations, particulars, different particulars. That's what it means. Nevi'ah Yechozu Loch Shav V'Safel V'lo Gilu Al Avoneich L'Hashiv Shavusech. What does it mean? But there was Yirmiyahu. Yeah, but Yirmiyahu had a specific Dvar Hashem that he had to deliver. He was a faithful Navi. It's true. But there were other Nevi'im among the nation that were like, look up to, like Talmidei Chachamim. You see? Malka V'Sarah Gan Ein Torah Gam Nevi'ah L'Matzu Chazan Hashem. It means the people that were away from Nevi'ah among the nation. If they have Nevuah, so then they're leaders, just like a Talmud Chacham is a leader in terms of in the year of Halacha. So there were people that were leaders in terms of the practical to show the people through a chizayon. They could show them different the different things that would perfect them. It's not just one Navi. It's not just one Navi. There were many Navim among the people. And there they weren't. And just like you had to make a chacham among the people, you had Nevi'im among the people. It wasn't just one Navi. And the Nevi'im were able to show the people their chait through the fact that they had the insight from Nevuah. Through their insight from Nevuah. In a way that a person wouldn't be able to do it normally. And the insight from Nevuah was something that showed, that was able to alert the Navi about certain activities and to give them the insight to point out to the people that this activity is doing right now is a bad one, a dangerous one. It was like kachacha. That's why it says, lo gilu al avoneich lahashir shvusech. And really, the Navim among the people would be able to, they'd have a marina for one, they would be alerted to a specific activity and to see the insight into why they're doing it and to warn them against, they shouldn't follow that emotion. But that didn't, and that wasn't the case over here.
Well, why did they lose out on that? Why didn't they have that Nevuah?
Why didn't they have that Nevuah?
Yeah.
Apparently because two reasons. First of all, it says Ein Torah, which means when there's a lack in Chachma, that's number one.
Sure.
And secondly, The Gemara says that a lot of times the Gemara says that a certain person would be Reif and Nevuah. Roy Shetishra Roya, so Shetishra Lashchina. But Ein Dara Roy Lekach. So apparently in order for Nevuah to take place, it requires that the door should be on a certain level. Why? Because in order for Nevuah to take place, there has to be a certain relationship to God. And if the relationship doesn't exist, then there's no relationship, there's no Nevuah. There's no Nevuah.
I don't think, because Yirmiyahu had Nevuah, and he warned Hezekiah what to do, the proper action.
That's correct. There was, Yirmiyahu was one nothing.
Absolutely.
But that's it, but there's a different thing. When the door is on a higher level, there are more Nevi'im among the people.
You're just saying his Nevuah was not sufficient to deal with the whole nation.
Yeah, he wasn't, exactly. He had certain assignments, specific Nevuah that he gave.
I see. Okay.
But there were Nevi'im among the people that were able to, in various situations, guide small groups of people, different people, you know, in different ways. I mean, he was just like a major Nevi. But there was Nevi'im among the people that were able to give the people insight. Different, you know, local situations. Smaller. The Navi was really also for local people. You see by Shmuel Navi, how Shaul came to him. Personal people came to him, personal problems. And there was personal also.
Well, if I was the name of
it. Yes, Thanos.
Thanos.
Right, Thanos. There were things. They were different when there were more Navi'im among the people, so they were able to... They were able to help the people more in terms of their insight into their lives. It was really like, it was like a hurrah, like a, not a hurrah in Pesach, but it was a hurrah in Derech HaChayim. And these Nevi'im, it wasn't just one Navi. That's why it says, Vayechdu Bach Masos Shavim Aduchim, means that there were other Nevi'im that came up and said false things. But the originally there were a lot of Nevi'im, the good Nevi'im, when class was functioning properly, there were many Nevi'im. Many Nevi'im would say, they would teach people different things, different areas. Nevuah really wasn't just like a one thing, for one person. It was really a quality among the nation. It was a quality among the nation. Nevuah was something that existed in the nation. It was a quality, like Torah. Like Torah is a quality in the nation. Nevuah was a quality in the nation. But Torah was a quality for Hara, and Nevuah was a quality for Derech HaChayim. Was the quality of Hara? Nevuah and Hara. And Nevuah was a quality in the nation. It wasn't just one person giving a Nevuah. It was a banana thing, the whole group. It was a whole phenomena. It was like having a private correct philosopher teaching a person how to live. But the nation has to deserve it.
Hey, just enough, otherwise it's lacking.
Even if you have individuals worthless. If nation is right, so then there can't be the attachment to the nation. It's a relationship between God and the nation.
Right.
It's an expression of the nation.
Like
Sota,
we don't have Sota, unless the nation's at a high level.
That's right.
But you could say the same thing or not. That wouldn't be the same thing.
Oh,
it depends upon the individual.
Yeah, war is a natural process, right. Even though the Rambam says the war is a natural process. But the...
Well, she did. We did go with this thing. Because the Rambam says, because he says that God was Kastabinari. So we go against the nature.
Yeah, sure.
But our law wouldn't be the same thing. Our law is not a benefit of God to the nation. That's a natural thing. We study Torah. We should produce people that are really law.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a reflection of the state, but that state is all due to the whole of the nation. So really, there's a real treasury.
I mean, there's no question about that. It's a real treasury.
As part of the voices, as part of the sin, the thing of
Avraham.
How is that? What's the problem?
Yeah,
we mourn
the
loss of Torah.
That's right.
It's part of the Mavelos, the morning of the
Lord's Torah. Lost of the Tzadikim, yeah. Yeah, it's an unbelievable thing. I mean, it's hard to imagine that, I remember as a kid, I wouldn't imagine I'd ever live to see a time like this.
Mm-hmm.
A time where there's absolutely no Gedolim. An amazing thing. Hard to believe such thing would happen. Just hard to believe.
Yep.
So let me see, how about some backstory? We don't have a run, we don't have a city, we don't have a navi.
Backstory life.
Yes, Kenneth.
I guess insofar as that's concerned, Tisha B'Av is the most important day of the year.
Why is that?
I would say because the whole Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Tawi in the in our way of Mezavo. I mean, that's the key. That's the key, really. Tisha B'Av is really the link. Tisha B'Av is the link for the future.
Yeah, but it's a reflection of a state. It's not just a one-day thing.
Yeah, it's true.
You can't just do it
in Tisha B'Av. It's got to be a state in the present. There's no question about it. But that is the link. That's the link to the Gola. Tisha B'Av is the link.
But you can manufacture it.
But it means that the people have to have proper idea
about
the bias.
That's right. What it means.
Now, I would say that Gritches definitely wouldn't be in the Yisra, because it's not the Yisra of the 9 days.
Gritches.
But it's
just... Well, first of all, you have to have a loose... You can do it from Mitzvah anyhow.
Yeah, that's for sure. But it's true, it's true, it's not at all, because it's only Avei Lusso Shel Yom, Avei Lusso Shel Yom is only Yain HaMashaker. It doesn't make any sense of Lusso Shel Yom.
Okay.
Regular ones also good, no? It doesn't make sense to be a technical Yain. Bukhara says you can use it. Avei Lusso Shel Yom has to be something that makes you happy.
Why should Padaski use wine? I mean, if you have grapes, use grapes.
If you have grapes, you shouldn't use wine.
Bedafka. Why? Because since it's Avei Lusso Shel Yom, you don't want to be Mitzameich Yisof. So if you have the option, you use wine, so you be Mitzameich Yisof. Shouldn't do it.
Whatever you do, that's not for Mitzvah.
I'm saying, it seems to me that logically, that if a person could use grapes and he uses wine, he shouldn't do it.
Right.
Because Avei Lusso Shel Yom is a personal thing. It means it's the emotion of the morning. So why is the guy using wine Bedafka when he has grape juice?
No, the grape juice is not good like Rashi.
He doesn't use grape juice because Rashi holds grape juice is not yain.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
A lot of the Hilchos Bechel of Korban, you know, like leaving a place at table and not a complete binyan. What's the reason why these halachas have disappeared?
Good question.
I think they have tomorrow.
What's the question?
Why is it that they have a table?
I mean, it shows you that really there's something lacking in the Avelis. It shows you that the Avelis really is not done properly.
So, should we do it then?
Absolutely.
What's that?
That's because of the problem, it lacks in the availus, lacks in the availus of Shogunari. I like to think about these things, because I'm happy.
Right.
Now realize the false happiness is what causes treasuries.
That's right, he mentioned that to all these people.
You really should do it.
What?
What? all those things, all those things over there.
What about
you? You don't have to do that.
Who?
Right.
What's the Tzarachian? You know, he has the same Tzarachian by making the bracha for the by the Oreach for the Balabas. That was quick to do.
That's true. No, yes, you're right. Well, the one thing is with Tachshitei Nashim, I would say, could be we don't have those kind of things. Like, Tzarachian says, V'ksheisha osa Tachshitei HaKesav Azov Meshaira Min Mimini HaTachshitim Shenora Heges Bohem Kedesh Lo Yitachshit Shalim, right? It could be like they had different kinds of sets and things. But today, I don't know if people have that. You know, I don't know if they're... They used to have more. They were more into those things. Like it was a an accepted thing that they wear this, this, and that, you know? I don't know if people today... If there's such a phenomenon today. That... but the first one... She'orech shochem laso suda... Lo'orechem machaser mimeno ma'at... Shech makom poni b'lo karim and akaris aruis losas sham... That, I mean, seems pretty hard to get away from that one.
Well,
Tafshilim, that might also be a problem. I mean, because I don't know how that would work. Like, let's say you have a Suda, so it says you should leave out a Tafshil that belongs in a Suda. I don't know today if people do that. Like, they have a twist, like bagels and lox. I mean, it's not really, there's no official menu.
Funny, the Rambam doesn't have it.
So you wouldn't know if you left it out or not. Like, let's say you didn't have potato salad. Anybody knows the potato salad's missing? I mean, you don't know. If bagels won't actually left out the bagels, then people would know. But, Could be. I mean, how would you do it? That's missing. It means like a smorgasbord. He says even sort of like a smorgasbord really should have an empty space there. You should be missing something. Well, you have to be missing something. You should have an empty space.
The idea of the Makam Amo Amo. Can I get that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, people do that.
Build it. Is there a key in the CCR you put a house from a guy? I know they bring out the house, but would it still be a key?
No, you don't have to do it if it's built already.
No, all you're doing.
If you're building.
Is there any key to do it if you bought it from a guy?
No.
Yeah, we'll come to your house.
They leave us where they build a house. They have a malama.
What do they do? They leave out a brick?
No, opposite the door, I think. Like a whole amalama. That's not really cemented, probably, you know.
Yeah, Israel Farakoy has that in the front door on the left side.
Where?
Israel Farakoy, if you check the left side of the front door.
But that wasn't intentional.
Last night between Shkia and Seder Chavim, was there, except for Achila Vashtia, was everything else mutter? Like you were Chisa last night? I'm wondering.
No.
No.
It doesn't say anything. It's not brought down anywhere.
I know, but
it's Francia, right?
It's us. The only thing, yeah, only has El Francia.
Like shoes?
Shoes, yeah. Well, the question I had last night was like this. So what do you do? Let's say, for instance, you have Marev. We had Marev in 9:15. Now, what do you do? So you go, you can't go with your shoes. So you go with your sneakers.
Wait, what time is Marev? Is this way after Seis or not?
Way after Seis.
Okay.
So what do you do?
So, at Seis the Kochavim?
Yeah.
Say Baruch
HaMavdil, you put on your sneakers and go to shul.
All right, what about your Shabbos suit?
What do you mean, what about your Shabbos suit?
Shouldn't wear your Shabbos suit on Tisha B'Av.
Okay, so take off your Shabbos suit.
That's my question. You have to take off your Shabbos suit. That's the question.
You have to change it.
I didn't do that. The Shabbos suit is really...
Well, everybody else has that problem.
What?
Even if you don't daven late, you still have that problem. You're in shul for Marev. And if you don't daven, you're still wearing your Shabbos suit.
If you don't daven late, you definitely don't do it. You definitely don't do it, because then you don't even take off your shoes until after
Baruch. Yeah, you'll be involved in Friasia.
Yeah.
No, but meanwhile, you're still wearing your Shabbos suit and fish above.
Well, you can't help it, you're diving. So apparently it's an honest, you know? But I was just wondering about it. The star who really is to take a chance? Well, I don't know. Because before Baruch, I don't know. I can figure it out. That's a good question.
I don't think what your question is. Why should you take it off?
Well, before Baruch, you don't take it off easily.
Yeah, but here you're doing Vidaki, you're doing it late to avoid the whole problem with the shoes and everything.
No, that's not why you're doing it late. I mean, really, Baruch is really the signal that the Shabbos is over, apparently, faster. That's apparently the signal. But you can't go to shul. Most people can't take off the shoes after Baruch, because they're not going to have other shoes. So then you're b'dieved, then you're like the shots. The shots takes it off before. If he can't take it off, therefore it's going to become a verbal. So therefore, he takes it off before. But, so Yachid could take it off after. But other than that, we say Yachid can't either. Because he's going to walk home. So you're going to have to say, like the shots. Everybody does before. But apparently, with Hatzchili, you shouldn't do it till after Baruch. So therefore, with regard to your suit, you could say no, that you shouldn't do it before Baruch, because Baruch really is the official recognition of the fact that Shabbos is over. It's a question.
The halacha of sitting on the ground, is that halacha dafka in Beit Knesset?
It seems no.
The Chaver seems to want to be metayik in the Lashon HaMachaber. I think he says the Beit Knesset.
Only the Beit Knesset?
Well, he doesn't say only, he just says...
I don't think anybody understands that way. And I mean, Beit Knesset, that's when it's mutter after chatzos.
Like when you come home at night,
everybody's from the means, not only Beit Knesset.
It's really
the Avelos. If you know Kenovel. Isn't it supposed to be Kenovel? Yoshev Avelos, where is it? The tour, I think. No, is it Gemara? Yeah, where is it? Avel Nagas Tishbov. Kisarosh, Kriya. Yep.
Hey, so by the way, this year, in the name of the Rav, said the name of Rav Chaim.
Yes.
Rav Chaim said, hopefully it's a key and bayom to learn the Eon about the areas of Tisha B'Av.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
But you know, you had an interesting halacha though.
Yeah.
He said that the idea of Tinoka shall base Rabban B'Talim Bo.
Right.
So they bring down the Achron, and that has to do with the idea of Simcha.
Right.
Malami gets Simcha. Rav Chaim learned differently. He wanted to say it's an idea like by Talmud Chacham Shemais.
Makes sense.
So he wanted to say that it's a lucky you shouldn't, you know, gather together the base of marriage to learn. On Tisha B'Av.
Uh-huh.
That's the name of the Rav, so...
Makes sense.
Where is it, Ali? It's in the Sora.
Hey, Sora.
That makes sense.
Day.
Yeah, Talmud Chacham Shemei is based on Midrash HaTadol. That makes sense. That makes sense. He says, shouldn't, what's that? He says, shouldn't learn the Beis Medrash Shemei?
Well, I don't know exactly its formulation here.
Well, not like this. He doesn't mean like, to learn, he doesn't mean like,
the Rav didn't stop doing his thing.
No, I don't think he means that. He maybe means to,
regular Seder.
Yeah, he means
the
regular.
That's why.
No,
I can't mean that.
Mark Simon just showed me, welcome, Mr. Brewer, says that if you bought a house from a Jew who got the house new, and the Issa, he didn't leave the estate over there, the Yama over there,
right?
And you bought it from a Jew who did it, the Issa, you have to do it. You have to do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's my case.
The Rama doesn't pass in that way.
No, but how do you know that the Jew, you had a
builder? No, I bought the house from a Jew. It was bought from the builder. And this Jew never did it.
The Rav Paskin's the other way, though.
What did he say?
Alokei achotem, nisiyedis, mechiyere, terezu, becheskasa, neim echayivin, also liklo fatsalim.
That's becheskasa, but if you know otherwise, that's the case. The case is that what guy from Jew was a Shapiro.
No, Shapiro.
No, harezu becheskasa means that you can...
No, it was a Jew.
Right.
Doesn't
mean a cheskas who you bought it from.
It means halach and mice opinion.
Oh, well, that's another.
Halach and mice opinion. Yeah. That's a salary. Alright. So we have to do something about the...
Big hole.
About the,
Big hole. So,
what about at your own table, Rabbi?
No.
What?
Let's say you have 6 chairs around your table. 5 people are eating.
I guess we're a pseudo. You know what I mean? Like a real pseudo. Gotta be a pseudo.
Shabbos Yom is an exception.
Okay.
Like a bas mitzvah, that's how we like it. For example. Okay.
So Rabbi, you said you have to do that?
I would say so. I mean, why not? It would seem so. It would seem as halacha, and they get away with it.
Go home, destruction. What do you feel?
You leave something out and you leave an empty space on the display. You shouldn't have a complete display. That's what it means. Shouldn't have a complete display. It makes sense.
Door, you're supposed
to see it. Ask him again, because what is that?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Talking about leaving out.
Leaving out.
Talking about leaving out.
It's
just kind of
food. You're talking about food.
Food.
You don't have to do it. I mean, he called me to Ram there. Ram, I mean, seems to say no. So, I'll check into a little more, but it seems to be from the Ram. It's a lochel meisa binyan. I have to check into one. No,
he hasn't.
I
told you what. Lochel meisa binyan.
You were talking about the food
question. Ready?
Yeah.
This morning, when we asked you about sitting on chairs after we finished kino.
Right.
Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
All I can say is that the Rav held. That doesn't mean chatzos, but it means plain pshat, if I remember the Rambam, it's mashma like that, that after kinos, he could sit on the chairs.
Well, that would mean you would have to also spend, I guess, most of the morning involved in kinos.
I remember we were sitting in Boston, and it was about 11:30.
I remember,
and he said, it's enough.
Yeah, I remember.
Was that the kinos at all, or was on the chair, or what?
Some guys stay sitting on the floor.
Well, I'm not, tell us to get up.
I don't know, was it after you finished kinos, or is it...
No, it was in the middle of explaining the kinos.
Yeah, it was in the first kinos, though.
So it was in the middle of kinos, so I finished that. So why did you get up then?
The world's first kinos.
Apparently, yeah, well, look, he said kinos all day long, you know, going through explanations. But the basic mitzvah of saying kinos, he felt that they did already. That's it.
Fulfill with kinos.
Yeah, but the question is if a Jew owned the house, a Jew did this. Shizza? That's spelled. Yeah. Bill. Little Jews in our area. Did you know Bill? Little Jews in our area.
We said
all about it. I'm not sure yours is about you.
Plaster.
I bet yours is done by you. I bet yours is done by you.
Plaster.
I bet yours is done by you.
Plaster.
Who else is man here? Who did it?
Lost it.
I have a question about what sort of builder did it. Builder's different. I don't know. I have to think about it.
What's the nature of the defect, Rebbe? Just not wallpapering, or has to actually been not plastered, or what?
Not plastered.
It's a jacuzzi.
It's like a plasterboard. You have to break in a plasterboard there.
What?
In the sheetrock. Can't sheetrock.
Of course,
you guys are out of money.
New business.
All right, guys.
All right.
Tell you should go to the basic class now.
Yeah. Run away.
Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thanks a lot.
You can go to basic class. He's going out.
Yeah, just
something. Go to
the
basic class. Okay.
Well, we're going to dinner. What's the dinner?
I don't know. Who are you going to visit? Vashti over there.
Yeah. Mike, now the Gemara says that you shouldn't read the, you forget, Kashal Shikha. Shouldn't read those, the tombstones.
Alright.
Why? But my brother told me that Moshe used to read them.
Wait, look how respected his
is.
Yeah.
You read them, you learn, right? What, he used to go to the basic farm?
Yeah, he was in basic class, wasn't he?
Oh, he was?
Sure.
He was
in Briska. No, he was by Shiro or something.
Sure. Oh, I see.
Why shouldn't you read that?
I know, there's a chazan, I think it's Kashal Shikha.
Why, I forget.
Right. Don't worry, he forgot.
Okay.
Why you can't read that?